Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Loving Him. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Romans 8, for some weeks now we've been on the subject of loving Him, we call it. Talking about God, loving Him. You'll hear oftentimes people talk about how God loves us, and that's great. And you can't get too much of that. But that alone will not assure a successful life. You can be completely convinced that God loves you amazingly. And that does not mean you will necessarily be successful. Because just because He loves you doesn't mean you love Him. It's not the same thing. And I know this sounds good, but it's not accurate. A lot of people say, well, if you know Him, you'd love Him. If you saw Him for who He really is, you would love Him. Now that sounds good, that's reasonable, because He is amazing and wonderful. And for us, the more we find out about Him, the more we love Him. That's true. But it is not true for everybody. There are a lot of people who have seen something of Him that was real, and they didn't love it. In fact, they hated it. Jesus is the perfect example of this. He came unto His own. And what happened? They did not receive Him. And He said, Jesus said, they have both seen and hated both Me and My Father. Why? Because He said, I only say what I hear Him say. I only do what I see Him do. And so when they're hearing Jesus, they are hearing God the Creator Father. When they're seeing what's happening in the healings and the deliverances and miracles, they're seeing God. Did they love it? No, many of them hated it and despised Him. So yes, it's important to realize that God loves you. You couldn't overemphasize that. But that alone will not assure you a good life. That's right. And a successful life, because it's not just Him loving us. And probably one of the saddest things that's happening on the planet is God's great love unreturned. Amen. Not received. Absolutely. And not returned. Look with me in Romans 8:28. Romans 8:28 says, we know that all things work together for good. Now a lot of people put a period right there. They put a period right there. And they say, well, you know, and a lot of times you'll hear this when some kind of tragedy has occurred. And people will say, well, we don't understand it, but God has a purpose for everything. And God has He must have a reason, and you know everything works for the good. Well, that's not true. When you say it like that, that's not true. God's not in everything that happens. And God's will is not in everything that happens. And everything is not working out for everybody's good. This was referring to a very specific group of people. Who? We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Does everybody love God? No. Is everybody seeking God and trying to live their life following Him? No. Then everything is not working out for the good for everybody. No, it's not. But if you love Him, it gives Him access and it gives Him a right to do things in your life that He's not doing in everybody's life. To take even what the enemy and what mean people meant for harm and destruction and turn it on its head and make it work out for your good. How does He do that? It takes the wisdom of God to know how to do that. But He can do it, and He does do it to those who love Him. Amen. Do you love Him, saints?
Yes, sir.
I know there's some people in here that love Him.
Yes, sir.
If you've been on the fence about it, come on and get in with us. Come on.
That's right.
I don't know if there is a God. You could make up your mind today. And come on. Come on over here on the sunshine side. Come on over here on the victory side. Into life. Into freedom. Into joy. Into peace. And the way you do that is you decide to believe that God is and that He is a good God, a rewarder of those that seek Him, a God who loves you, and then you decide to love Him back. Now go with me to 1 Corinthians 8, please. 1 Corinthians 8 and the second verse. 1 Corinthians 8, 2. He said, if any man think that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. Now you'll see he, in the very next verse, he contrasts knowledge with love. Knowledge isn't love. And knowledge isn't faith. You can know a lot of scriptures and not have faith. You can know a lot of information about God and not love God. This is what's confusing to a lot of people. We've already gone through this in previous messages where we saw that the leaders of the synagogue in Jesus' day, He told them, He said, you have no love for God in you. Wow. These are people who are the head, well, what we call of the church, of the synagogue. We call them the pastors, the leaders. He said, you have no love for God in you. And then He went on to tell them, He said, what you love is titles. Wow. He said, you love the chief seats. You love the special places. You love the attention. You love for people to see you as spiritual, as righteous, as knowing about God. And the truth is, they didn't even love God. Knowledge is not faith. And knowledge, another word for faith is trust.
Yes, it is. That's right.
And so, trust and love are not based on how much you know. Faith and love is a decision of the heart. You just decide to trust. And you choose to love. You choose to trust. It's a choice. Have you ever heard somebody say, I'm sorry, but I just can't believe that. No, I can't believe that. That's not true. You can believe anything you choose to believe. That's the nature of what faith is. It's not based on what you see or know or feel or understand. It's a choice. So you shouldn't say, I can't believe it. You should say, I choose not to. I choose not to trust that. I choose not to believe that. Keep reading. He said, if any man think he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. But if any man, what? Love God, the same is known of Him. Now I think it's easy to read right past that last part of this verse and not see the significance of it. Somebody says, well, God knows everybody, doesn't He? No, no, not in this sense. The Lord said there'd come a day when He'd tell people, depart from me, I never knew you. He's talking about knowing you in the biblical sense of intimacy, of intimate fellowship, of you getting to know Him, of Him revealing, unfolding, uncovering, and revealing Himself to you so that you don't just know about Him, you experience Him. That's what that word know is talking about, experience. Anybody interested in experiencing? If you think you know something, well, okay, it's good you know something, but you don't know anything yet like you could know it compared to what God knows it. And that's not going to be the biggest thing. We're never going to impress God with what we know. Oh, Father, I can quote, you know, half the book of John. He's not going to go, wow. He can quote it all without trying. Are y'all with me? Oh, Father, I've understood something about righteousness. Well, yeah, who showed it to you? You can never impress him with how much you know. But if you love him, I said, if you love him, he knows if you love him. He knows. And if you do, you got his attention. I said, if you do, you've got his attention, and he is going to make himself known to you. Which is why people who don't believe in him and people who don't care about him, to them, it feels like there is no God. They have no evidence of God, and they're not going to get any. But if you do believe in him and you do love him, he reveals himself to you. He becomes more real to you. So if you want God to be more real to you, it's in your power. It's in my power. Draw nearer to him and he will draw nearer to you. Love him more, follow him closer, and he'll immediately begin to become more real to you. He will manifest himself to us. Do you believe it, saints? Go over to the book of John, please. John 14. John chapter 14, he goes into detail with this, and we're going to get into another part of this that's very significant. I'm excited about it. You know, you've heard that before. But it was true last time. It's true this time too. So you must stay excited a lot. I do. I'm just pretty much excited most of the time. And if I experience a little lapse that I'm not as excited, you can ask Phyllis, there's how many times during the week will I say, what are we excited about? That's awesome. Why? Because I know if you're in faith about something, you get excited, right? If I'm not excited about something, I'm being lazy. Spiritually. So, what are you excited about? What? Now, when you say that, you'll see people go, I'm going to think about that sometime. No, honey, you can get excited right now. You don't have to think about it later. It's a choice. Remember, it's not because of a lot of knowledge. It's a choice. You've already heard plenty of things you could be excited about since you got to church this morning. Is that right? You've already heard plenty of things. So if you're not excited, it's just because you choose not to be. You're like, well, we'll just have to wait and see what we see. Because you're saying, if it falls on me and tickles me, I'll laugh. You're an unbeliever. You're a stuck-in-the-mud carnal one. And that's not who God reveals himself to.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Loving Him, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.